Well, today, May 13th, is the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. This commemorates the first apparition of Our Blessed Mother to the three children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, on May 13th, 1917. So in a couple years, I guess 4 years from now, we'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima. So expect, I'm sure, great graces and very powerful events to occur as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's apparition. As you know, before Our Lady appeared to the children of Fatima, the angel of Portugal appeared to the children on three separate occasions and taught them how to pray, taught them how to do prayers of reparation. The angel taught the children, "My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and who do not love thee." And the angel in that first apparition said that the hearts of Jesus and Mary are very attentive to our voices and supplications. The second time the angel appeared to them, began to prepare them for the appearance of Our Blessed Mother, the angel said to the children, "Pray, pray a great deal. The hearts of Jesus and Mary have great designs of mercy for you. Offer up prayers and sacrifices to the Most High." The angel told the children, "Make everything you do a sacrifice. Offer up everything in reparation for the sins of the world by which God is offended, and pray for the conversion of sinners. And it'll bring peace to your country in this way." The angel said, "I am the guardian angel of Portugal." And he said, "Above all, accept and bear with submission the sufferings that the Lord will send you." And the third time the angel appeared to the children, he taught them how to do Eucharistic adoration. He brought a consecrated host, suspended it in midair, and knelt down and prayed before the Blessed Sacrament that beautiful prayer: "Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of his most sacred heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners." And then the angel gave the children Holy Communion and said, "Take and drink the body and blood of Christ. Horribly outraged by ungrateful men, repair their crimes and console your God." So this occurred in late 1916, August, September, October 1916. Then on May 13th, today, it's the anniversary, the Blessed Mother herself appeared to the three children as they were out shepherding the sheep. And the Blessed Mother said to them, "Do not be afraid, I will do you no harm." And they asked her, "Where are you from?" She said, "I am from heaven. What do you want of me?" That was always Lucia's question to Our Lady. "Mary, what do you want of me?" And Mary said, "I want you to come here every month on the 13th for the next consecutive 6 months, and then I will tell you what I want." And the children asked, "Well, I go to heaven." And the Blessed Mother said, Lucia said, "Will I go to heaven?" And Mary said, "Yes, you will." And she said, "What about Jacinta?" "Yes, she will go also." "And Francisco?" The Blessed Mother said, "He will go there too, but he must first pray many rosaries." So our Blessed Mother, then they asked about a couple of their friends, one other person who died. The Blessed Mother said, "Yes, she is in heaven." The other one, the Blessed Mother said, she was in purgatory. And then the Blessed Mother said, "Do you wish to offer up to God all the sufferings he desires to send you in reparation for the sins by which he is offended and in supplication for the conversion of sinners?" And they said, "Yes, we do." The Blessed Mother said, then you will have much to suffer, but the grace of God will comfort you. And then the Blessed Mother revealed to them a special light which filled their souls and taught them this prayer. O most holy Trinity, I adore thee. My God, I love thee in the most blessed sacrament. And then the last thing the Blessed Mother said was, pray the rosary every day in order to obtain peace in the world and the end of the war. This was right at the time of World War I. So then the Blessed Mother went back up into heaven. So that's the first apparition of our Blessed Mother. She would appear up through October. Then on October 13th, the great miracle of the sun occurred, where they saw 70,000 people saw this great miracle of the sun. So what should we take from this message of Our Lady of Fatima? Notice the themes. Do reparation, pray the rosary, adore the Blessed Sacrament, offer up your sufferings, your daily sufferings, offer to the Lord in reparation for your sins and for the sins of the world. Do reparation for all the blasphemies that are being committed against the Lord and our Blessed Mother. As one priest summarized the message of Fatima, he said, this is what we should do. Consecrate ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Offer up your daily tasks every day, the pleasant things, the unpleasant things, as a sacrifice and reparation for our sins and the sins of others. Pray the rosary every day, especially for world peace and for the end of wars. Wear the brown scapular as a sign of our consecration to Our Lady. Make acts of reparation for sins committed against the Immaculate Heart. Make the five first Saturdays. Go to Mass every first Saturday of the month for five consecutive months, and then pray the rosary and spend 15 minutes in meditation. And then make visits to the Blessed Sacrament and offer holy hours of reparation. And then do extra prayers and penance for the conversion of sinners. So right there in a nutshell, that is the message of Our Lady of Fatima. So we should respond. Our Blessed Mother has special requests for all of us. I think that when a mother asks us to do something, we really try to do it. And of course, it is the month of May, the month of Our Blessed Mother. So we should try our very best to fulfill the request of Our Lady of Fatima.